Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. Today we are going to swing with the big bands of Lionel Hampton, Georgie Auld, Glenn Miller, Artie Shaw with Helen Forrest on vocals, Freddie Slack, and Stan Kenton. In 1942, vibraphonist Lionel Hampton brought his band to New York City for a recording session, which took place on the 34th floor of a Manhattan skyscraper. The small town boys in the band were enjoying the view when a famous ocean liner, the Normandy, docked in the harbor, caught on fire. They watched the New York Fire Department pour so much water on the burning ship that it rolled over and sank. This first set includes Red Top, the Hampton original standard, Midnight Sun, and a group called Hamptones, singing Ragmop.
Thank you. Mop. M-O-P-P, mop, 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 R. I say R-A-G, R-A-G, R-A-G-G, rag, R-A-G-G, M-O-P-P, rag, mop, doo-doo-da-dee-a-da, 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 R-A-G-G-M-O-P-P, rag, mop. ABC, ABCD, ABCDE, ABCDEFGHI. I say MO, MOP, MOPB, MOP, MOPP, MOP, 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 R. I say RA. R-A-G, R-A-G-G, rag, R-A-G-G, M-O-P-P, rag, mop, doo-doo-da-dee-a-da, 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 R-A-G-G, M-O-P-P, rag, mop, mop, mop.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Georgie Auld was born John Altwerger in Toronto, Canada in 1919. He began playing the saxophone at a young age. His family moved to Brooklyn when he was 10. He joined the Bunny Berrigan Orchestra in 1937 and left in 38 to play tenor with Artie Shaw. He worked in the Benny Goodman Sextet for a year and then rejoined Shaw. He formed his own swing band in 1945 after serving in the Army. His band broke up in 46 when he was diagnosed with tuberculosis. He remained active in jazz, led several combos and big bands, owned a few jazz clubs, appeared in Hollywood films and on Broadway. He passed away at age 70 in 1990. Lined up are three Georgie Auld originals from the mid-1940s, Chicken Lickin', Co-Pilot, and Jump, Georgie, Jump.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Alton Glenn Miller was born in the rural small town of Clarinda, Iowa, in 1904. The family moved around the Midwest until settling in Fort Morgan in central Colorado. Miller milked cows to earn enough money for his first trombone. He played his trombone in high school and also was a football star. He attended the University of Colorado but flunked out due to having more interest in playing music. In 1925, his big break came when he was hired by Ben Pollack. Benny Goodman was with the band and they became good friends and roommates. Miller quit in 1928, played with the Dorsey Brothers for a short time, and joined Ray Noble's orchestra in 1935. A year later, Miller quit and assembled his first big band, but it fell apart because of financial reasons after a year. Miller convinced his in-laws to take out a second mortgage to finance a second try at a new band. Of course, this band became possibly the most popular band in America. Miller enlisted in the Army in 1942, and while leading an Army band in England, he disappeared while flying over the English Channel in 1944. He was just 40 years old. This set will start with the classic I've Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, sung by Tex Beneke with Marion Hutton and the Modern Airs. Then, American Patrol, a World War II-related piece, and after that, Song of the Volga Boatmen, adapted from a Russian folk song.
I got a gal
in Kalamazoo.
Don't wanna boast, but I know she's the toast
of Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Years have gone by.
My, my, how she grew.
I liked her looks when I carried her books
in Kalamazoo. Zoo, zoo, zoo.
I'm gonna send a wire, hopping on a plane,
leaving today.
Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming.
Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay. A-L-A-M-A-C-O. Oh, what a girl, a real pimperoo.
I'll make my bid for that freckle-faced kid I'm hurrying to.
I'm going to Michigan to see the sweetest girl
in Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo. Kalamazoo.
Zoo, 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 zoo.
You are swinging with the doctor today. Helen must have been a very popular name prior to and during the swing era. There were at least four famous girl singers, as they were called, with that name. Helen Forrest, Helen Ward, Helen Humes, and Helen O'Connell. Well, here's Helen Forrest singing with the Artie Shaw Orchestra on Jimmy Van Heusen's All I Remember Is You, Rodgers and Hart's I Didn't Know What Time It Was, and Cole Porter's Do I Love You.
Day we met, time and places are hazy yet. I've forgotten just where, but you were there. Oh, was it summer? Were stars aglow when we parted so long ago? All I remember is you. Life was no prize. I wanted love, and here it was shining out of your eyes. I'm wise, and I know what time it is now.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Frederick Charles Slack was born in 1910 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. He learned to play drums and xylophone before beginning piano lessons at 13. Slack played piano in the bands of Ben Pollack, Jimmy Dorsey, and Will Bradley before putting together his own swing band in 1942. Slack was a notable boogie-woogie pianist at the time it was popular. He kept his band together until 1950. Slack was diabetic and died suddenly in 1965 at 55. This set contains three live recordings from the Meadowlark Ballroom in New Jersey in 1944. Riffette, Loose Wig, and A Small Batch of Nod.
From the colorful Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, Route 23, the New York Pompton Turnpike at Cedar Grove, New Jersey, One Night Stand brings to dancing and listening America that stylist of the piano, Freddie Slack, and his orchestra.
We're going to have a nice time starting our dancing show off tonight because it's Freddie Slack's, well, not recent recording, but a recording of quite some time ago, featuring Freddie at the piano. It's Rivette. Your rhythm and tempo, we're going to jam it now because this particular number is played by, featured by Clyde Lombardi, the string bass. It's Loose Wig.
Thank you.
America's finest dining and dancing rendezvous, Frank Daly's Meadowbrook, Route 23, the Newark Pompton Turnpike at Cedar Grove, New Jersey. One Night Stand has brought you music by America's great piano stylist, Freddie Slack, and his orchestra. And our thanks to Claire Hogan and Billy Usher for their vocals tonight. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. From the United States to you fighting men of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents Downbeat. Yeah, man, grab a payday parade to collect your solid kicks. From Downbeat's bandstand, we're riding the riffs of Freddie Slack, his piano, and his orchestra.
This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Program. Stan Kenton formed his first full swing band in 1941. This orchestra was considered very progressive and innovative at the time. It also became notable for its powerful, brassy sound. Many fine jazz musicians played in Kenton's orchestra. Maynard Ferguson and Shorty Rogers on trumpet, Kai Winding on trombone, saxophonist Art Pepper, Stan Getz, Lee Konitz, and Bud Shank, and Shelly Mann on drums, just to name a few. Here's the Kenton Big Band with a couple instrumentals, Artistry Jumps and The Peanut Vendor. Thank you. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.